Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to 4 Feet Deep. I'm Greg.
Hey, I'm Andrew. Welcome back to the podcast. And today we brought on one of our close friends, Eli.
Hola. You know, it's your boy, Big E. You know what I'm saying? In this bit.
Well, welcome on, Eli. Thanks for coming on to kind of have some conversations with us today.
So I want to start off with, like, how we became friends and, like, how you came into the group.
All right. So, really, it all started, of course, like, freshman year. I ain't really know none of y'all, honestly. I ain't really know none of them, you know, until we got into football and stuff like that. You know, and then, like, going to lunch, you know, my boy Andrew, he used to buy me, you know, food and everything. And then, you know, he was always looking out for you, boy, you know. And I started, you know, as I started to realize, like, hey, you know what, I can fuck with you, dog. Because, you know, I'm a fat guy on the inside. You know, I love food and everything like that. And my boy used to just look out for me all the time. And then that's when I started to meet, you know, Darian and everybody else. And I didn't really meet Greg until, like, shit, like, maybe, like last year.
Yeah, pretty recently. What is it? Really, honestly, like, we talked about it in the last episode. It's, like, whenever COVID kind of really hit and we all really kind of started playing a lot more. That's really what I remember, really, like, actually playing with you more and, like, talking to you more and stuff like that. And at first I was kind of afraid, I'm not going to lie. I think for me it's just more of, like, meeting new people. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I already know what
you're saying. So, yeah, it was a weird spot for me at first. But, you know, obviously now we're super chill. We're cool friends, you know, and all that. Gone fishing and stuff. So
I'm already knowing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was all good vibes, you know, like, I'm a chill dude, I'm a cool person, like, you know, it don't matter to me, you was cool with Andrew, you know, you was cool with, you know, Darren, everybody else, so, you know, I was like, shit, if I'm cool with them, I mean, it's, you know, it was easy for me to be cool with you, because I already knew, like, I already fucked with them, so your energy got to be the same, so I already knew from jump, like, you know what I'm saying, you good people, you know what I mean, and then it was just, right. like, from there, you know, we all just kind of, you know, came together and realized, you know, we all like, you know, I mean, we all think a little different. Everybody do that, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
we all got a lot of things in common. So that's why I feel like we so close, you know, so cool and everything. Because, you know, we all like to get on the game late at night and just talk each to, you know, each and, you know, like each everybody and everything. Even though it's really only like one person that get picked on the most. We're not going to talk about that. But, you know.
No, it's two people in the same family.
Yeah, that's real. That's for real. It's always been good vibes and everything, you know what I'm saying? Ever since I met y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all mm-hmm. always treated me like I was, you know, always here type shit, you know what I'm saying? So, it's always, you know, it's always going to be good mm-hmm. vibes and everything like that.
Yeah, I feel like for me and you, at least, we really, like, bonded over building the grill that I got. Not too long ago yeah. for that one cookout. Yeah, we had a lot of bonding moments. We talked about what we would be like as fathers.
Oh, hell yeah. We had a bromance like for that. Real, dog. Bro, I'm talking about we was out there from dusk till fucking dawn trying to put this motherfucker
build that
together.
Damn thing, yeah.
We had to leave to get bolts and shit. Like, we was, you know what I'm saying? It was a struggle, but that, you know, that's what brought us together, though. Like, we was like, shit, I can work with Greg, because Greg ain't, he not the type to get all, like, pissed off and everything and irritated. Like, we was figuring it out. We worked as a team. It was easy, you know what I'm saying? That's why I fucked with the most.
See, well, it's only when I'm working on small stuff like that. When I'm working on a car, man, I don't know what it is, but I just get so angry. Today, I couldn't get the damn clip off of this hose, and I freaking flipped out for a second. But I was cussing the storm up, and then, like, breathed for, like, 2 seconds. I was like, all right, time to get back to it. So it's just situational. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but that's normal, bro. Just like mm-hmm. we all, come on, man. You working on a car. Everybody gets mad at their car when it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's perfectly normal, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So recently, yeah, I don't know if you've seen him or not.
Yeah, what's up?
TMZ put out a these pictures. Well, I think it's pretty much on everything now, but. It's like these UFO pictures that popped up in, like, California, I think, like that. And it's, like, super, super, like, super clear. They, here, give me 1 second. I'll show you the pictures because I can
show. Oh no, yeah, nah, bro. I seen them things.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on that?
You know what I'm saying? This is how I am, bro. I believe in all this. Like, I don't care if people tell me, bro, ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? I'm a religious dude. You know, I'm strong and heavy on religion. You know, I believe in God and all that, everything like that. Mm-hmm. And to me, I believe everything. You know, like, this is how I feel about when it comes to stuff like that. When I feel like is when the government tries so hard to hide something, or when people have a million different stories to something, mm-hmm. like, it's gotta be, like, you know, it's gotta be true, because, you know what I mean? Everybody, didn't nobody just wake up and say, I'm gonna create, like, I mean, people create things every day, but right. these things are with so much specific, it's just too in detail to just come up with. And also, bro, like, there are actual, like, paintings that the Aztecs, and there are hieroglyphs of literally, like, of the Egyptians, like, showing, like, aliens and big creatures and everything helping them.
Right.
You know, or, like, the Aztecs actually would have pictures and all kind of stuff showing that they gained their knowledge from beings outside of the world. You know, and it makes sense because if you look at how they were, like, they were so advanced compared to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it was a long gap too. Like, it wasn't just like, you know, by a few years, because you know this.
Yeah, no, it was quite a while.
Yeah, it was a huge technological advancement. Like, they had things that people all the way across the world didn't know about until 20 years later. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, it's gotta be real. And then of course, you know, the pictures is evidence, you know, like, you can't, like, I mean, you can Photoshop a lot of things, but come on now, that's a big...
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah. Well, I mean, because I remember watching this documentary not too long. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it was pretty much, like, the secrets of the government that are in correlation with, like, aliens and stuff like that. And it was back when Eisenhower was president, he supposedly... made a plan, or not a plan, an agreement with an alien light form that had come to the planet, you know, about keeping a peace between us and helping us with technological advances. That's what I remember hearing from the doc, but mm-hmm. I believe it, honestly. I think that there has definitely been a lot of times where we've been visited, you know, by, from aliens. And I think that's something that still happens today. Just not a lot of people are talking about it because obviously it's supposed to be secretive. And I remember seeing another video too not too long ago where these, I mean, because there's always been this theory that on the dark side of the moon, there's aliens. There's mm-hmm. like an alien civilization inside yes. of the moon, you know, that none of us know about, but I mean, it's out there, right? well, the theory is, but. And there was a video that surfaced of these, it looks like these two ships that are just, you can see them on the surface, well, not on the surface, but they're shadows flying over the moon and then going in, and you can see the ships after some time because it's a reflection from the sun, and they go into the dark side of the moon and then disappear. They're gone, you know. So, I honestly think that the evidence is really clear. I don't know why people have, or the government hasn't just put them out. I mean, recently they did. They did talk about how UFOs are real. You know, they have encountered them. And then the Air Force posted a video of these pilots following a UFO. And it was hard for them to track it because it was going so fast, which makes sense to me because UFOs are like dummy quick, right?
Mm.
So I don't see why they just don't put it out. I mean, honestly, I feel like at this point, because of all of the, you know, evidence that the people have seen, not just here in the U.S., but also, you know, across the sea, you know, everywhere, that it's not going to freak us out anymore. Mm. You know, maybe some details that we don't know possibly could freak us out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think at this point, our level, the threat level, should I say, to us probably won't be as huge as it was back when maybe Roswell happened. You know what I mean? Like, when that shit was, like, really new, Like, and no one knew anything about it. No one knew if they were nice, friendly, or evil, or, you know, they were going to take us over or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. Now, I think it would be a good time, definitely. I mean, hell, after 2020, you know, I feel like it would be a good year for them to drop something on us like that, you know, 2021. Just give us some sort of kind of good news.
I'm going to just quickly elaborate why they're not going to do that. And here's why. So first thing is the government showed you what they wanted you to see. Okay. That's what they did. They showed us what they wanted us to see because we've already seen it. People have already seen UFOs. We've seen all that. We've heard the reports. So they're going to show you what you've already seen because people are going to get comfortable. Like, oh, so I've already seen that. So cool. Then I guess I was right this whole time. And then, yeah, because like you said, nobody's going to panic because they're just like, oh, well, we've already known that there are UFOs in the sky. We've all seen the videos. But they can't show you too much because there's a certain part of leverage that the government wants to keep on, you know, people like us, because the less we know, the more power they have. But see, right, the more we know, the more powerful the people become. And that's how it's always been throughout the years, bro, because you got to remember that the more we know about how the government worked and how they want to do this and do that and all that, the more we know, the more power the people have, see, because that's how America was actually supposed to be, is that the American people were supposed to actually know everything the government knew. Everything that they talked about was supposed to be released to the public because there was supposed to be protection among the people, and that was our protection. But now that there are so many things that are happening, like, you know, all that alien stuff and all of that, they're going to tell us, they're going to show us what they want us to see, but they're not going to show us the weird stuff, the stuff that's really, you know, really like, oh,
yeah,
God, because
yeah, like pictures of like the aliens, because I know they're out there. I know they're in Area 51. There's no way that they're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they don't have, bro, I watched the video of these two guys. They did it on purpose. They, you know, they try to act like they was doing it on accident when the guys pulled up on them. But bro, anytime you pull up somewhere and you got two guys that without hesitation, didn't even be like, ask them questions like, hey, man, what y'all doing? Like, calmly. They hopped out of their vehicle and said, hey, if you motherfuckers don't turn around right now, we, you know what I'm saying? It's over. Like, you know, it's going to be bad. And was already having their hand on their gun and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they were going to Area 51. Like, they was on the road trying to head to it. And you don't strap people up like that. And you don't have people, you know, come at you with that kind of aggression if there ain't something back there, you know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like it's always going to be like that, because like I said, the less we know, the less power we have, because that's just how they keep us in, that's how they keep their control. You know what I mean? So they're only going to show us what they want us to see. Anything paranormal or alien wise, that's just how it's going to be. You know, that's really it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of paranormal,
okay, so yeah, speaking of paranormal, sorry about that. I was thinking so on that. I think I can probably be the biggest person to talk about paranormal situations, because what's gone through my house the past year, since I've lived here, basically. So it's just like random moments, like you could see like a random like shadow or something, and like standing in corners, stuff just randomly happens throughout the house. You'll hear people's voices at times too. But I know Greg's had a few encounters.
Yeah, when I used to stay there and stuff like that, I remember in your washer and dryer area, I always felt something like weird coming from that little spot, you know. And when I would be there at night and I would look over there, I would just feel something staring at me. You know how like you can feel something staring at you, you know?
And, hell yeah.
And like, I even if my eyes closed and my back turned, I could always feel something, you know? And I think that's really the only times I've really had something weird happen to me there. I can't recall anything at the moment. But that definitely is one of the things that I knew for sure that was always off. To me, being there.
So. Yeah. Well, with me, like, okay, when it comes to like paranormal and stuff like that, to be truthful, I believe in all of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I believe in, you know, all of that spirits and all of that, because like I said, you know, I'm a religious guy.
Yes.
You know, I believe in ghosts and all that. But with me being that religious guy, I don't fear any of this. And this is why. For the simple fact that, you know, I know it's there. There's probably ghosts in my house right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to me, something that I've learned watching paranormal videos and everything is that these ghosts that are here to, you know, try to, you know, scare you or whatever, they feed off of fear.
Right.
You know, 9 times out of 10, when you watch a paranormal video or you watch something, people are like scared shitless when they hear a pot hit the floor, which I completely understand, because what the heck, like, why did this pot just slap the floor? Like, that don't even, you know, they don't add up. But when you don't pay it no attention, you can easily see how quick, you know what I'm saying, like, it'll just kind of fade away. Like, it won't really, I mean, it'll happen again, but sooner or later it'll just kind of be like nothing to you, because it's just something you can't control. There's nothing you can really do. Now, there are times where there are evil, very evil spirits, and those are the ones that you got to get help with, because, you know, those are the ones that are really do some harm to you, and you can't, you know, there's not really much, you know what I'm saying, like, you can do as a prayer. You can't really ignore it either, because, you know, they really antagonize you.
Right.
Like, they'll really, like, you know, they can physically do things to you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, in that moment, that's when you need to realize what's going on early so you can handle it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just go on about your day. But yeah, no, I can't really tell you that I've had any, you know, paranormal moments, you know, I mean, I couldn't really tell you anything specific, because I don't know why, but I've just never really seen, like, you know, any of that. I mean,
you know, honestly, I think it'll happen to you at some point.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think it was really going to happen to me, and it did. And it was one night I was sleeping, and, you know, I got up, and I had to go to the bathroom real quick. So I get up and I go to my bathroom, and it's like dead at night, you know, nothing's on, there's no lights, nothing. So in my bathroom, when you look up, there's like a window like above the shower, right? And I could see the moonlight bouncing off the roof of the sun behind, like, that's next door to us. And all of a sudden, like, I blinked, and like I couldn't see it anymore, and I just noticed this huge black figure like standing right in front of me, and I almost fell to the floor because of how like scared I was, and I but instead I just flipped the light on, and, you know, it went away. But oh my god, dude, I've never felt so much like fear in my body. Like, it was like, yeah, it was almost like a flight or fight instinct, like, just when that situation happened. And I haven't had anything since. I even acknowledging it right now, I feel like, is not the greatest idea, because every time I acknowledge it, I feel like something wrong is gonna happen. But because, I mean, you're told not to acknowledge those kinds of things either, because then they're not gonna come back if you don't, you know what I mean? But I tell it often, but not often enough, I think, to where it's like noticeable to the spirit, I guess, or whatever it is, you know. But I've never, like I said, I've never felt so much fear in my life, just with that one situation. I think Andrew's got us beat, though, with plenty of crap that's happened to him.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna put it to you like this, bro. I think I have had moments like that, because I tend to believe that sleep paralysis is actually, you know, a paranormal thing. And here's why, because I've had sleep paralysis maybe 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And when they tell you that it is the weirdest thing that you might experience in your life.
Oh, it's terrible.
It is. And let me explain why. It's because, all right, so just imagine, right? Imagine being asleep, like you're asleep. All of a sudden, you wake up, right? You're awake. Your eyes are open. You're literally staring in one direction. You can't move your eyes. You're just staring. And all of a sudden, you see, like, I'm talking about where I would see, like, a black figure. Like, it just, like, I'm talking something, like it was something there, like standing there, right? Mm-hmm. I've always believed, okay, maybe this is just something playing a trick on me, or, you know, like this is just my mind. But then I thought about it, I'm like, well, not really, because I'm awake. Just my whole body can't, I can't move. Like, you're stiff. You literally can't move a muscle mm-hmm. at all. And you're trying to wake your brain up to, like, you're trying to wake that part of your brain up to, like, you know, start moving, but it won't. You're still asleep, but your eyes are fully functional and you can see what's in front of you.
Right.
And it's like the weirdest thing, because you see something just staring at you, and then all of a sudden you blink, and then boom, now you can move.
Well,
and then you get up real fast because you're like, bro, what just happened? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like the weirdest feeling. So I can believe that maybe that was some sort of kind of paranormal thing. But other than that, no, I've never really experienced anything like that. And I do believe it will happen, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, but that's what I mean. I don't have the fear of it happening, because I understand that it is a thing, and that I can also be a victim of that. You know, no matter what my religious belief mm-hmm. is, I still believe that I can be a victim of that, be based on where you are or where you go, because you don't know what's happened in that room, especially if you've never been there or you don't know the history.
Right.
So it's just one of those things where it just kind of has to be like a, you know, it can happen, but don't stress on it every time you go somewhere new.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andrew, have you experienced like sleep paralysis or?
I was going to bring up what happened to me most recently, but yes, I have experienced sleep paralysis a few times actually. Mm-hmm. So the most recent things that happened to me was, so, you know, when I was dating my ex, right, mm-hmm. we were just chilling, chilling in my room, you know, like we were about to fall asleep. And then as soon as my eyes are like heavy, I'm laying back, about to pass out, I hear scratching on my door. I've never woke up so fast, because Shiloh was sleeping in the bed, or in her bed, like which was in my room at the time, mm-hmm. and Ramona was up on the bed with us. So I have no idea what scratched the door that night. I like to think that it was my dog that passed away this year, or last year, my bad. Mm-hmm. Just to help myself, so, you know, I won't freak out about it, you know?
Right.
But then...
I'm already knowing.
I think it was like October... like the day after Darian's birthday, that cookout, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was at home chilling by myself, you know, like it was late at night, probably about 3-4 in the morning. I'm like, all right, it's getting late. I'm gonna go to sleep. I fall asleep for like an hour, hour and a half at most. And then I felt something like hold my hand. Like I felt my fingers mm-hmm. intertwined with something else. And I mm-hmm. woke up. I didn't overreact because, you know, like Eli said, they feed off of that. Right. So all I did was I turned on a movie and just didn't sleep for the rest of the night. But
oh God, I felt that.
I think if it was a bad spirit, then it would have done something way worse than, you know, holding my hand. So I like to think that was my sister that passed away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, remember, like we said, Alondra has the spirit that, like the thing you saw, that's Alondra's.
Yeah. I just got chills when you said that. Actually, I don't know why. Because I've heard that too, like a lot of times, and you know, her and I have talked about it a lot of different times too. But wow, I just got chills. We gotta have her on here sometime to talk about like paranormal like experiences and mm-hmm. stuff like that too.
Of course.
But I'd like to not think about that situation. Yeah. But I also am I don't want to say a victim, but of sleep paralysis too, because I was sleeping one night and it was with Jasmine, and I was like, we you know, I was big spoon, and I had my arm over her, and I remember just waking up, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm awake, you know, like, maybe I'm about to, and I sat there for a second, and I was like, okay, let me get on my phone, and I could not move, and I was like, oh, fuck, okay, so why can't I move, you know, like, and,
what are you doing?
And, I, you know, I, like, tried to move my hands, and I couldn't move my hands. I was like, oh, okay, So that's what's happening. You know, okay, so it's like, okay, sleep paralysis is a thing. Because at first I was like, okay, I've never experienced it, so I'm never really going to know what this is like. And then when I really just felt like I could not, I obviously felt motionless. So I was like, oh, there's no way. You know, this is not happening to me. It can't happen to me. And when, dude, I felt like something was like walking towards me super slow. And I remember like trying to like, try to move my fingers as much as I could. And I kind of got to tapping onto Jasmine's arm. And I was like, but my breath too, I was like, you know, like I was trying to talk, but I couldn't talk. And she freaked out. She woke up and freaked out. She was like, are you okay? And like, cause it sounded like I was like choking or something, you know? And she was like, Free, are you okay? Are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. You know, this is what happened, you know? And I remember I brought this up one day to my coworker and he was like, yep, that's the old hag. I was like, the old hag? And he's like, yeah. So apparently, and I looked this up just a minute ago too, that it's a real thing. Newfoundland, Canada, people traditionally call it old hag syndrome because it feels as though a witch-like creature is perched on the chest. So I'm assuming the chest is like, you know, something at the end of your bed or something. Because, I mean, have you seen The Conjuring?
Yeah.
You know, like how that witch is like on the top of the dresser, you know, kind of like that. And you know, now in the reading of it's like, wow, this, you know, seems real, you know, like, just, you know, this is what I felt. And so that's my only experience with sleep paralysis. I hope I don't ever feel it again. But that was definitely not something it was enjoyable. So
you see, my only sleep paralysis moment was it played to my fears, right? Mm-hmm. So I was with, it's weird. Stuff like this only happens when I'm dating someone. It's really awkward. So like when I was dating Kylie, you know, back in high school, mm-hmm. I was at her place and I remember waking up and I was like, damn, I know exactly this feeling. I know exactly what's about to happen. Except it wasn't the normal sleep paralysis I was used to. Cause normally it's just a dude standing in the corner, waves, and then boom, I wake up. When I woke up, I saw a clown standing in the corner and I've never freaked out so bad.
Yeah, fuck that.
Bro, when I tell you, sorry, just a little hard to talk about.
I might have known.
Yeah, I woke up. I was like, damn. So I was trying my hardest to move my pinkies like Greg was. And then I guess I jerked hard as fuck, but I didn't wake up from my sleep paralysis until she turned around. But, you know, she was still mm-hmm. sleeping. So she, the fuck was that? Sorry.
Oh, wow. Speaking of fucking paranormal stuff, and got weird.
I'm already knowing, bro. That shit going on right now. I got them. They trying to get your ass. You got to go.
Because, you know, my TV's hanging, right? How my TV's hanging on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just came pulled out a little bit. So nah.
No. Fuck that.
Oh, bro, you gotta go. You gotta go. Go to Greg House, bro.
Nah, I'm straight. I just don't think about it and it stops after a while.
All right, guys, welcome back to 4 Feet Deep. And we took our short little break here and now we're getting back into something that's a pretty highly debated topic at this moment, Godzilla versus King Kong. Now, personally, I'm a King Kong fan, always have been. I like Godzilla, but I honestly haven't watched enough movies to really be a super diehard fan of him.
Fuck Godzilla.
Yeah, but I'm definitely more of a King Kong fan because I just like all the movies. The old one makes me laugh because it's all like cartoony and it looks like a claymation of them, so Godzilla's got nuclear beams. That's the only argument I've heard from a lot of people.
And he can breathe fire. That's the only other thing I hear.
Yeah. And that's like the only argument I hear. And, you know, yes, maybe Godzilla might be a little stronger. But King Kong is a lot more, he's got a lot more dexterity. You know what I mean? He's able to fucking move around. He's more agile. You know what I mean? He's able to move around a lot more quickly. You know, he can climb on a bunch of crud. You know, Godzilla, honestly, is a big fat lizard. That's all he is, really, with fucking nuke beams. That's all he's got.
I'm going to be honest. For anybody who thinks that just that a big-ass wizard with short arms can fight a 100-foot gorilla that is built like, has fucking abs and has the longest wingspan in the world, if you think a lizard that can breathe fire can beat that, you're tripping, bro. Once Godzilla puts him, I mean, once King Kong puts Godzilla in a headlock, it's over with. It's it. He's choke slam. He's done. That's it. RKO. He's dead. There's nothing else to it. You just he can literally grab his jaw and just rip it in half, and he's that's it.
Yeah, I remember from the 05 movie. I can't remember who directed it, but there was that scene where he was fighting the dinosaurs. And he's trying to save Anne, and he literally gets him in a headlock and just snaps his jaw right in half. You know, and it just sits there, and he's like showing it off to her too, like, well, look at my new toy. Just, you know, it's like
I don't understand. I just don't understand why people are riding Godzilla's nuts. Like, all he does is swims his fat ass around the world, and then comes out of the water every fucking millennial, and decides, oh, let me kill these few monsters just so I can still be the top dog, but doesn't realize there's a bit even bigger dog on an island somewhere, dick swinging, ready to fight at any moment, and he doesn't even realize what's finna happen. Like, he doesn't know he's finna get the two-piece and a biscuit. That's what's finna happen. Because what is he gonna do with them short-ass arms? bro, honest to God, when Godzilla was fighting those monsters in the last movie, if he would have never breathed fire, bro, he would have been done. They were whooping his ass. Literally were picking him up, slamming him on the ground. They were jumping this. He had nothing. Mm-hmm. Bro, guys, I mean, King Kong was fighting like five of them lizard things at one time, was throwing them. He fought the biggest one by himself. Bro, literally grabbed the anchor from a ship, swung it around like a shot put, or like a discus, and just smacked them with it. And he was dead.
And see, what you got to remember too is that he's grown since that movie, since Skull Island. Yep.
So Baby Kong.
So now
he's grown Kong.
Yeah, exactly. So now he's the size of Godzilla. I don't have the exact measurements here, but that's big as fuck. That's all I know. You know, they're both like big as hell. So, yeah. So from what I hear, is that it doesn't matter because they're gonna fight Mecha Godzilla in the end together. But I feel like it does matter because the majority of the movie has to be, you know, them two fighting. You know what I mean? Because they have to get to Mecha Godzilla if he appears.
Hold on. I don't mean to interrupt. Sorry, I just looked up how big King Kong is, right? So here. Despite his massive size, Kong is classified as the adolescent and therefore not fully grown. So he still has more to grow.
Thank you. My point exactly.
And it says he's around 400 feet or just like a little under 400 feet tall.
Oh wow. And I wonder what his fucking wingspan is versus that little baby ass Godzilla with them little ass arms. Yeah, he might be tall, but what is he going to do? Headbutt him? That little ass head. That's another thing. Bro, King Kong headbutts him, it's over with. Bro, look at that head. That head is
King Kong's head has the size of Godzilla's chest.
Bro, everything on King Kong is huge. Everything. His feet, legs, body, arms are long as shit, hands are big as shit, head is massive. Then you got
the fingers, man.
And he's agile. Like, bro.
Monkey.
It's a gorilla. Like, what is people thinking? It's a lizard first. Like, bro, that's like saying, here. Let's go unlock the cage. Let's go unlock the cage to the gorillas, and let's go make them chase an iguana around. Let them fight an iguana, and he's just gonna stomp on it, and then they're gonna throw it around and mess with it, throw it around, and just fling it around and like a frisbee to each other. Then possibly eat it.
And it's just like he might be monkey, you know, but he's, I'm just going to tell you, he's so agile, you know, and he, like you said, he's strong as hell for one. With now that he's grown, he's even more stronger than he was in the previous movie, you know, and still growing. And he faced up all these monsters by himself. Because, I mean, like, this man was getting bit by all these monsters, you know, throwing around, you know, and he was just like, okay. You know, like, it didn't affect him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's unmatched. I really don't, I really feel like in a true 1v1 between the two, Godzilla has to lose. It's just final for me.
Bro, I have one more great point right here. This is it. This is it. And if anybody has a problem, you can see me about it. All right. Now, they say, okay, do I believe in evolution? Hell no. But I do believe that all monkeys are very, very intelligent. Okay? Mm-hmm. Very. And Kong was a very, very intelligent big-ass monkey. Okay? Now, first thing, here's my first point. This man would have been the best quarterback of all time. How he threw that tree from, like, I don't even know how far out into the middle of a helicopter, okay? We're talking about a full-grown tree. Picked it up out the ground and threw it like a spear right into a helicopter and like it was nothing, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the first point. Second, it takes Godzilla a minute to charge up any of those, like, exactly, special abilities he has, the little super blue flame or all of that. It takes him a good minute. You don't think that Kong is going to see that and move. You think he's going to just be like, oh, hit me with it. No. Bro, like, he's going to see that. He's going to see this man charging up. He's going to be like, nah, bro, you're not finna hit me with that. I know what you're trying to do. He going to yeet. He going to miss. Boom. Right.
And not to mention, I mean, he's fast, too. King Kong.
Thank you.
Know. So, I mean, he'll move quick enough, I think, to avoid it. Or at least, like, because, I mean, see, I think, if I remember correctly, in the Godzilla movie, you know, he kind of moves slow with the way he moves around with the beam, you know what I mean, with his head. So, I mean, yeah. I'm almost certain that he would be able to move out the way in time, and there wouldn't be an issue, you know what I mean?
My point exactly. Thank you. Because, like I said, he's a monkey. They're supposed to be, he is literally the closest thing to a human.
Right.
Like, he is smart. He is intelligent. He can think on a different level than Godzilla. All Godzilla is thinking is protect home, nothing else. You know, that's all he's thinking. He's primitive. You know what I'm saying? Yes, monkeys are too, but monkeys evolve. They change over time. Kong living on that island, he is used to just being isolated on that island. And fight and being a protector of those people, those tribe people. Those tribe people had mad respect for Kong. And they tried to tell the people that came, the army people, like, hey, like,
you should not don't do mess this. With
yes, because he's the protector. He was actually the good guy. In a lot of cases, bro, Godzilla kind of was bad and he was good at the same time. And see, and it was like one of those things where it's like you could never really decide whether he was good or not, because at the end of the day, Godzilla still killed, like, right, what, millions of people? Because, yes, he was trying to protect, you know, he was trying to protect them. But at the end of the day, many casualties have died because of the cities that were destroyed. And, you know, Godzilla being as slow and fat as he is, he was falling everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
No, he really
freaking,
because like I remember in the movie, he fell on a bunch of buildings and he like tried to hold
that's
on to
what
him,
I'm saying,
you know. And he's I'm trying to, there was another point I was like, oh yeah, so, you know, they talk about how strong he is, you know, but at the same time it's like he couldn't even beat half the monsters anyway. Like you said before, you know what I mean? Like he was getting beat. He was getting his ass beat, you know?
His ass whooped.
And he, if it wasn't for the help with the, what do you call it? With, from like the army and like all those scientists, then he would have never defeated King, was it Ghidorah?
It was something like that.
But, and that man was truly whipping his ass. And that, because, I mean, that thing was like an alien, if I'm not wrong, from like another planet, you know?
Yeah, he was.
So, I mean, no one, first of all, no one knew how to probably beat that thing. And then, I guess, if I'm not wrong, it was something to do with the nuclear energy in the movie. And they're like, yeah, that'll kill him, or something or the other. But yeah, no, even then, I mean, he couldn't even defeat that by himself, you know? I mean, I get that that's an alien from a whole different, like, you know, planet, universe, whatever. But it's still the fact that, you know, this man couldn't do it himself. You know what I mean? So how the hell is he supposed to fight King Kong and win? You know, if he can't even do that himself, that's my argument. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, because I don't think Kong has ever had to fight any, like, super beings, you know what I mean? Like something like that from another planet. But what I will say is that even though he hasn't, I feel like Kong has the advantage because, like I said, Kong around the clock was always on that island protecting those people, you know, because those things were always, you know, coming out and all of that. And Kong had his own parents died from that big monster. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Kong knew that he was in the ground and he was waiting for that day to fight. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know what I mean? With Godzilla, it's like hit or miss. You know what I mean? They don't know if Godzilla is going to come out and help them. They didn't know. They were, at one point, they were like shit out of luck. They thought, bro, they was like, fuck, he's dead. You know, where is he? He's not here. And then finally he just shows up out of nowhere. And it's like, oh, okay, never mind. He is here. You know what I mean? And then he's out here fighting these monsters and he's getting his ass whooped. And they're like, holy shit. Like, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know what I'm saying? What's going to happen? You know, and yes, he might be, you know, he might be ancient. He might be from way back, you know, when. But at the end of the day, bro, it's like, to me, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so many things that people are just trying to, they're just trying to say, just because he has all these powers, like just because he can breathe fire, that automatically just gives him an advantage. But y'all don't understand that Kong is also, you know, supernatural as well, because no gorilla is supposed to be 400 feet tall. And that's only, he's only a teenager. Like, bro was only 15 in age. So you got to think, how big were his parents? That means his parents were probably two times of him, which makes them even bigger. And he killed the thing that killed them when they were even bigger than him, and he killed it. Like, he bodied it.
It's all that teen angst. It's all...
You know what I'm saying? As a teenager. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I just feel like people need to come with a better thing, because it's like, bro, like, y'all are just saying Godzilla because he has powers. And I'm like, bro. But there's just more to it than just having powers, because sometimes having powers can actually be your downfall.
I mean, look at Thanos. Look at that man Thanos.
Yep.
You know, had all this power in his hands, and then, well, okay, he got played because of, you know, that little sleight of hand trick that Tony did to him at the end. But, you know, regardless, he still got outplayed. He let that power get to his head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I low-key feel like that's kind of the argument you could say, too, with Godzilla. You know, he's like, he knows he has his power, but it'll get to his head at some point. You know what I mean?
Because that's what I mean. That's where the wits of Kong come in. Like, Kong is way smarter than Godzilla. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you were saying with Thanos, like, Thanos was like, I got the power right here. You know what I mean? There's no way they can beat me. And that's how people are thinking, like you said. Like, they're thinking just because he has all this power in his hand, this is like an ultimate, oh, there's no way Kong should win. But people are still forgetting that they're both monsters. They are both, you know, of like, they are both creatures that are supernatural. Like, that's not supposed to be a thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to find a gorilla that big or a big ass alligator. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that's another thing too, is Godzilla old as fuck. You know, he's a grandpa.
Well, he is immortal.
He has kids somewhere. You know, mm-hmm. And it's like you think about it. You know, I'm not gonna lie. That boy Kong young. You know, he in his 20s. You know what I mean. He agile. He quick. He good on his knees. You know what I'm saying. That's why Godzilla move so slow. Is his knees is bad. He's got arthritis in his feet and shit. And you know what I'm saying. Like that's why he move like all slow. And he be getting body slammed. You know what I'm saying. He got to dig deep and take everything out of him, you know, just to kill one monster, you know what I mean? But already beat the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing. Like, if it comes down to it, how long is it going to take for Godzilla to unleash that? Or is it already going to be too late? Like, King Kong already going to done, you know, they're going to be fighting it out and Kong going to already gain the advantage and then just, you know, finish it. Mm-hmm. Well, not really, but, you know, win the fight. So it's like, you know, that's just my thing. Like, I just feel like I'm kind of like on that boat where I'm like, I'm kind of trying to go for the underdog in this situation because everybody's trying to be like, you know, oh, mm-hmm. It's Godzilla. He's, you know, he's a god and he's got all these powers. But I'm like, bro, there's so much to it that you don't even realize, bro. Like, matter of fact, this is my last example right here, bro. Batman versus Superman, okay? Real shit. If we can be so real right now, okay? If Superman wanted to, he could have pulled up on Batman and just snapped his neck with no problem. He's only human. He's not superpower. He has no superpowers. But his superpower is that he has money and he was smart. And he knew the only way he could compete with Superman is if what? He had kryptonite. So what did he do? He made weapons to literally use on Superman to make him weak so that he can whoop his ass. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He outsmarted Superman because Superman didn't realize that Batman would do things like that. And that's what I'm getting at. It's like, you know, that's what people need to realize is that sometimes being the smarter person can outwit somebody with all that power because they already assume that they can win because they have so much power, but they don't realize that when somebody can outsmart you real quick and gain advantage really, really quick. And scene.
Andrew, you want to put in your input?
I haven't been saying much because honestly, I don't know much about either side. So I just thank myself for this.
Well, okay. Maybe this is something that might be, you know, highly debated as well. I mean, it's an older film, but I mean, Freddy versus Jason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you have any? You have any standpoint on that?
Honestly, I've always been, you know, Team Jason because, you know, my favorite of the slashers, besides Chucky, mm-hmm. of course. But you know, not in that topic right now. I've always just believed like I wanted Jason to win, but at the same time, I also kind of understood why he didn't. You know, but did at the same time. You know, you saw the movie. Yeah. I don't honestly, bro. To me, that fight didn't even make sense because, like, they brought Freddy out of the dream world and threw him in the real world. Like, that just didn't make any type of sense to me while I was watching it.
Well, they had to defeat him somehow, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I honestly, I haven't watched it in so long.
That's why I'm also kind of, like, yeah, that's why I'm also kind of like having a hard time talking about this topic because,
yeah,
it's been so long.
Well, I'll put it to you like this, bro. All right. I know the gist of each character, so I can kind of give a little bit of insight on why I believe who was a better, you know, and a better advantage. Now, let's start with Jason, right? Jason was a very pretty, you know, had a pretty fucked up childhood. He got bullied a lot and all that other shit. They pushed him in the water. He killed himself. Well, he didn't kill himself. He drowned, right? So that anger that he had from that is what fueled, and his mother also is what fueled the, you know, for Jason to come back alive and, you know, become this fucking mad serial killer. Right. So basically, you know, he's being fueled by straight anger and, you know, he's all about, you know, trying to get revenge on all the people, you know, just, you know, trying to, you know, torment people for, you know, what he had to deal mm-hmm. with and shit like that. Now you go to Freddy, right? Now, Freddy's story was, you know, to kind of get a gist of it, is he was a,
child rapist.
I guess he was some guy. Yeah, he was, you know, a child molester, and they burned his ass in a room, right? Now, the reason why, and this is, you know, a lot of people might not agree with me, the reason why I truly believe why Freddie won is because of the simple fact that, once again, okay, he had an advantage that is pretty OP, okay? For you to be able to go into somebody's dreams when they're at their most vulnerable, which is their sleep, you know, and you're in their dream and you're going to kill them in their dreams, and then they end up dead in real life. Like, that is where you can, you like, your dreams is where your darkest and deepest things can come to life. Like, your most feared things, like, you know, things of your past or more traumatizing things, like, you know, maybe you, sad to say, like, you were raped or something bad happened, mm-hmm. right? Freddy can literally manipulate your dream to literally put you in that situation again to make you vulnerable and then kill you. Mm-hmm. Like, literally kill you. So, you know, that's all he had to do with Jason, because that's exactly what happened. I think I remember he literally put Jason, made him watch again of him being bullied and then thrown in that water. And it threw Jason off, because it's like, bro, this is what, that was at his most vulnerable moment when he died. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that is why I feel like Freddy is kind of like one of those horror stories that's kind of like really actually very, very fucked up because he can get you when you're like your most vulnerable. You can't fight your dreams unless you wake up. Mm-hmm. But you can't make yourself wake up because you're asleep. Your body's asleep. So you have to basically hope and pray that something wakes you up, or somehow you just wake up. But if you never wake up, you're fucked. Mm-hmm. That's it. And in the dream world, Freddy can do whatever he wants. He becomes superhuman. He can fucking teleport. He can move faster and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it was like one of those things where it was like, damn, like, I mean, of course, Jason was like 10 times stronger than Freddy. You know, that there's just no doubt about that. It's pretty damn hard to kill Jason, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like because, you know, Freddy has that ability, it's what literally took him over the top, because that's just so OP to be able to kill somebody in their dream and put them in such a vulnerable position where even when they wake up, they're traumatized. Like,
and I mean,
even if you... Yeah.
That goes back to the whole sleep paralysis thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you can't do anything. You're just there, you know? And you have to experience what you experience until you wake up, or until something else wakes you up, you know?
Yeah.
So we're running out of time, but I figured for a quick speed round of who versus who. So back to the Batman-Superman conversation. So did Batman truly win, you think?
To be honest with you, bro, it was kind of an L. And here's why. In the movie, Lex Luthor was actually playing a mind fuck on both of them, right? The only one who came to realize that was Superman, right? Because when he showed up, he was trying to get Batman to understand, like, hey, bro, this nigga playing games with us, you know what I'm saying? And Batman could have easily just made an ally, listened to him, and could have went and fucked up Lex Luthor easily, you know what I mean? Because they can't, he couldn't fuck with them, you know what I'm saying? Together, like, come on, it's OP as fuck. But, you know, Batman being Batman, you know, being the emotional little boy he is sometimes, he took offense, of course, and didn't want to listen to him, has trust issues, so he just started trying to fuck him up, and they fought, right? They were just fighting and fighting and fighting, and then, you know, eventually, yes, he did stab this man with a piece of kryptonite, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, what he doesn't realize is no matter what, if he comes back from that, Superman gets stronger. Like, that's the thing about Superman is he, every time he survives death from that kryptonite, he gets stronger. Mm-hmm. All he has to do is fly up into space and get in front of that sun, and he gets even stronger. Mm-hmm. That's what happened whenever when they were fighting what's his name? That big, when they were fighting
Doomsday? Right?
Yeah, Doomsday. When they were fighting Doomsday, you remember when he flew up there Remember that he was trying to fly him out there?
He was old, wrinkly, and shit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was trying to fly him up there with the nuke and everything, and he blew up, and everybody, they lost his signal, but they still had Doomsdays, right? So Doomsday's down here whooping, you know, Superman and Wonder Woman's ass because they can't fuck with him because he's so powerful because that nuclear energy makes him stronger, right? But when Superman went up there and got, you know, the sun from the power, from the radiation, he fucking went down there and whooped the shit out of him. Like, he was down there kick whooping his ass. And that's why I feel like Batman took an L, is because he let his emotions get to him and he allowed himself to try to almost fuck up a relationship with somebody who eventually becomes like one of his greatest allies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reason why he accomplishes a lot, or why they both accomplish a lot, is because they put aside their differences and created a whole team of, you know, people. You know, it's almost relatable to exactly Iron Man and Captain America, you know, which is a whole other topic, which we can get into some other time. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like they had to put aside the fact that this man was just manipulating them, and was like, you know, Batman realizes like, oh, fuck, I messed up. And then, but, you know, Superman being who he is, you know, he realized, you know, that he was just being mind fucked with. And, you know, they put it aside and they had to come together, which is, you know, which is good.
Andrew?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Bro, I'm saying, so at the end of the movie, right, didn't, like, where Superman was buried, didn't the ground start shaking all around him too?
Oh, yeah, where he gets buried.
Yeah, and then all the rocks start shaking. Like the.
I think so, yeah. Because I remember they're having the funeral, and then I don't know if it's the ground that shakes or if something happens, like, if, like, the grass starts growing or something. Like,
I think it was the ground started shaking, like right above him.
Yeah, obviously it just meant that he was alive, but... Oh, no, he died, right? Yeah, he died because then he's supposed to come back in Justice League and he's like, evil for a second, right?
He actually did die. Like, he died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he came back to life, though. Like, he did come back to life because it is how it happens in the comics.
And,
like,
then he beat the crap out of all of the Justice League people. I remember seeing that clip.
Yeah, he whoops all their ass. But sadly, in the movie, he only beat up Wonder Woman and Batman, and then finally, somehow, he just kind of, like... But that's because, you know, whatever. A lot of people are actually excited about this. The actual Snyder cut of Justice League, the one that was actually supposed to be released, but, you know, a lot of problems happened, I guess. This is what my dad always talks about every day. Is actually being released in March, I think, like, March 18th or something. Mm-hmm. And this movie is supposed to be, like, 4 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually supposed to... you know, have everybody in the movie, like Darkseid, and a lot of, like, you know, a lot of more storytelling of the Justice League, a lot more action, a lot of better stuff. So I feel like, you know, I feel like a lot of people need to watch that, you know, and actually get a real, hopefully it's like the real feel of the Justice League. Cause the last movie was all right, but I feel like there was a little too much, like a little bit missing. It's too much missing. You know, I didn't really feel like this was like a Justice League movie. Like when I used to watch like the Justice League cartoon back when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it.
Well, when that comes out, we all three got to watch it and then come back on here and do like a little analysis of the movie that thought. Because that'd be a fun episode, I think. So.
But we
are out of time. So Eli, where can we find you?
Man, y'all can find me on Instagram at Eli from the Ville, all letters lowercase. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna follow you back if you follow me. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? Don't be DMing me though. I don't know if I'm gonna meet you back though. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Unless I know you, then you know we cool. All
right. Well, thank you, Eli, for coming on and having this.
Oh, yeah, bro.
4 feet conversation.
anytime, bro. Anytime.
And thank you guys for listening. And hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
And see you.